The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Kevin Harvick joined us with NASCAR America Driver to Driver. Kevin, great day on Sunday. Man, it must feel awfully good.
It does. And you know, I think when you look at racetracks, going to the Brickyard is obviously way up there on the checklist for not only myself, but everybody on our team and most everybody in the garage. So growing up as a huge Rick Mears fan and wanting to race at Indy and being able to go to Victory Lane three times now is something that I would have never dreamed of. So interviews are always way better during the week after the race when you've gone to Victory Lane. So special place to win at. Obviously, it was it was an intense race, but you know, I think as you look back on it, it was something that we'll always remember. And I got so excited, Jeff, that I left the place without kissing the bricks. So not having a PR guy and not having somebody to help guide me after the race. They take the car after Victory Lane and I'm all by myself. And I'm like, well, I guess I'll go home and forgot to do everything. So first thing I did was get in trouble when I got home from Keelan because I didn't kiss the bricks. So what do you
I would imagine that, you know, speaking of that, I mean, it must be extremely odd. You know, when you win the Brickyard 400, you've won it before and you kiss the bricks, you do all those things with the fans. It must be extremely weird to have no fans there when you go celebrate a win.
Yeah, you know, Jeff, I'm not a person that likes to kind of get up and bang on my own chest and pat myself on the back. I really enjoy the fact of being able to accomplish something as a group. And, you know, I think that's one of the keys to everything that's going on right now is the group of people that we have and the belief that they have in each other and the things that we communicate to each other and do. But in that, it's also fun to high-five people and, you know, yell and scream together after the race and spray beer on each other and talk about things that you've done in the past and things that you just did. And, you know, now it's just awkward. You know, you don't know what, should I high five them? Am I too close to somebody? We climbed the fence because that's what Tony would have wanted us to do. We know how special that place is. And I know I said no celebrations, but my team's looking at me like, hey man, we just won the Brickyard. We need to do something here. We can't just stand around and not do anything. So, to be able to have a little bit of fun with those guys after the race was fun for me. But getting out of that car and having all that emotion and all that excitement and all the feelings that you have from being inside that race car for 3.5-4 hours and not having really anybody to share with it is really strange. I've never realized how much emotion and things that you take from the crowd and the people and the fans in the stands and your team in order to have those celebrations. And now it's just the enthusiasm to have that celebration is not there, and there's nobody to share my enthusiasm with.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
You know, Kevin, you're talking about post-race, right? The celebration. What I'm really curious about, and I think the fans are too, is what about pre-race? Like, how are you guys preparing on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, you know, to get ready for races where you can't practice, you're not spending time with your team? I know you're the kind of guy that gets in meetings and demands things, moves the ball, makes things happen. So without being in contact, how are you guys doing this? And by the way, having so much success?
Yeah. You know, I think I'm very fortunate to be in a situation to where it's not a lot different other than the in-person meetings in the shop and the trailer time at the racetrack. And, you know, my group of guys and myself have always been emails, texts, And you know, that little bit of FaceTime that we have is now done through our Microsoft Teams app that we use for, you know, kind of some final decisions at places where we feel like there's some questions that need to be answered. So I think, you know, for me, it's very similar. That communication is just like now, right? You know, you're having these conversations on your iPad or your computer, a lot of text during the week. And I've actually gone back to watching some of the races just because, you know, you want to have some reference in your mind of what's going on, you know, from a mental standpoint. So I've been a little bit tentative to, I have not gone to the simulator yet just because, you know, I'm trying to keep that bubble as big as possible and stay out of situations to where I'm not around people that I don't know. You know, you can't do that, in my opinion, there yet. So, you know, for me, I've tried to do everything from video and past references on things that we've done as a team.
So, Kevin, without practicing, without being able to go to simulator, we know there's a playoff coming. We know you're going to have to find a way to improve. Every team always does. What are the challenges in making your team better in this scenario?
Well, that's difficult. And, you know, I think a lot of that is going to come, you know, in the belief from your CFD programs. You know, a lot of it's going to come from the evolution of things that you're learning at the racetrack right now. And they're small. You can't go to the racetrack right now and throw things at the car that you want to try, that you've learned in the simulator, and just put them in the race car. So it's going to be little bits and pieces here and there that you may try a little bit different spring, or you may try a little bit different bump stop. Because those big things, I don't know that you're going to see that same type of evolution as we get to the playoffs if we continue in the format that we're in right now, because of the fact that you're not going to the racetrack and being able to try so many big things. Right now, it's there's a lot of nitpicking of things that you're doing and just getting the camber right and little things like that is difficult just because you don't know exactly where you need to be. So I don't know that you're going to see that same type of evolution just because of the fact of the wind tunnels not being used as much. You know, the big things in practice not being tried as much. So it'll be interesting to see what that evolution is once the playoffs start.
Well, I can't think of many positive things of COVID-19, but there's a silver lining in every dark cloud, I would say. And one of those things is a little bit more time at home, right? Being able to spend time with family. What have you guys been doing to spend time together?
Yeah, so it's been very interesting. Obviously, there's no summer camps this year. There's, you know, there's not anything happening around school. We couldn't play baseball because of, you know, the league got canceled. So I don't know if you call this fortunate or unfortunate, Jeff, but we have started basically a go-kart team. And we've tried to tried to isolate ourselves at the go-kart track. And we've become full-time go-kart racers with Keelan. And, you know, I think for us, that's been a lot of fun. You know, it's something that he and I can do, you know, at our shop and in our trailer at the track. And so we've definitely ventured down that road. I think for me, being at home and you know, the first several weeks were very different. We'll just leave the iRacing stuff out of it because I was terrible at that. But, you know, I think for me, it's been it took a couple weeks to get adjusted. But, you know, you've become used to cooking your own meals and staying at home and not going to the grocery store and never going out to eat. But spending that quality time with Piper and Keelan and Delana at home has definitely been a lot of fun and interesting. And you know, I think it's been the new normal, I guess you could say. So it's definitely been great to have that family time.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com. TRUGREEN.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Well, you raced carts as a kid, and you know our history of racing with kids, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a good time. Enjoy those times because they end quickly. Hey, listen, you're one of the leaders in this sport, not just on the racetrack, but off the racetrack. And, you know, this sport has been under a tremendous amount of added attention lately. How do you think the sport's handling it?
I think our sport's handling it well. You know, obviously, you know, with everything that's going on in the world, there's a lot of things that you have to pay attention to. And I think, you know, when you look at the unity and everything that happened at Talladega, obviously the outcome was, I guess, what we had all hoped it would be. You know, NASCAR's reaction to it. I don't think there was any other way that you could react to that, Jeff. And, you know, and I think, you know, when you look at the opposite reaction that NASCAR could have had, that puts you in a worse position than having to backtrack and say, you know, and talk through the scenario that we went through. So I've been through this on different levels. You know, you saw the unity that this garage has at Talladega, the support that we all have for each other. That doesn't change with the outcome of everything that was found at Talladega. And I've been there, you know, after Dale Earnhardt's death, and you look at the unity and the family atmosphere that is created in this sport, and you know, those of us that live in it on a weekly basis and have to function in it on a weekly basis understand that. I don't think the outside world can understand the unity and the family atmosphere that is created here because they don't live it. Most of us have grown up around this. Your family grew up around it. Multiple families have grown up around it. A lot of us, our kids play together. We travel together. And in the end, the unity in this garage can get through any situation. But we want this to be a sport that everybody feels comfortable in. Whether it's in the garage, in the grandstands, and we're going to work towards that. Whether it's a tweet from the president that is so misinformed on a number of different levels, or if it's you know, a show of unity that we had after Talladega with some things that could have been done different, you know, in the outcome, it doesn't matter. We're going to support each other. We're going to work through it, and this sport is like no other, and I'm proud to be a part of it and proud of the things that we've done, and we'll continue to work through this as a group, and it's going to be great.
I've always been fascinated how competitors can go at it as hard as we do go at it. You know, between crew members, drivers, everybody in that garage, they're going there and it's a war, right? But it's crazy how it's family at the same time. And it's like you can pick on your competition, but nobody else is going to pick on them, right? I mean, it's crazy how that unity happens. Kevin, it's really cool to see you win, see you climbing that fence. I know how much the Brickyard 400 means to you. The history of the Brickyard. And on top of that, we had some increased viewership, a lot more people watching Sunday. So a really fun day for the entire sport, and I know for you personally as well.
Well, I appreciate that, Jeff. I'm proud of what we're doing as a team, but I'm even more proud of what we're doing as a sport and the things that we've done to move our sport forward and show the world that we're going to continue to do that. So we're going to do everything we can, and hopefully we can keep this streak going of running well. And because winning never gets old, Jeff.
No, it doesn't. Hey, thank you for joining us, bud. Continue luck.
All right, guys. Thank you.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.